Nikolai was 88 years old, KMBA's Jennifer Canfield spoke with his son and has their story.
He was born in Kanak. Both of his parents died when he was young, so Nikolai was raised in the Moravian Children's Home. He met his wife, Xenia, when she and her family would visit the children's home during holidays. Nikolai and his wife had a total of 18 children. 9 died from sickness when they were young. The other 9 are still living. Nikolai's oldest son, Patrick, says that his father never really spoke about his 22 years of military service, including his time in the Alaska Territorial Guard. It says he spent his time after the military as a janitor for the Bureau of Indian Affairs and was a very active subsistence hunter.
They were really active about subsistence back then and now. There's spring camps, summer camps, and fall camps. They go to back then, but nowadays they're mostly stationary in the village.
Patrick says that his father's best friend, Michael Ivan, died about 50 years ago. Ivan was also a Territorial Guard member. Nikolai's wife, Xenia, didn't want to talk, but Patrick gave insight as to how his mother's coping with the death.
She don't want to say anything. She's very emotional about it. She's talking like, miss him already. They've been together for a long time.
In the days leading up to Nikolai's passing, Patrick had been thinking about his father's life. He called his father a teacher and a role model. Patrick says he wants to emulate his father's good deeds.
It's what I want to be when I get ready to go. He made me feel that way.
22 years in the military, and not even his family had much to say about it. It seemed as though it were a footnote in a life steeped in tradition and kept busy with family.
Well, he was a really good father, and we're going to miss him.
Nikolai was buried in Kwikalek, in Anchorage. I'm Jennifer Canfield.